Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 716. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and I believe soon, and that you need to be prepared. Whenever he comes back, you need to be ready. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll, that is death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus plague, hit nearly 2 million early Tuesday. In the 7 months since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China, it has infected at least 91 million people worldwide. Second, today, under the sign category of the reestablishment of Israel, according to Reuters, Sudan on Wednesday quietly signed onto the Abraham Accords, U.S. brokered agreements which have ushered in public rapprochements between Israel and several Arab states. While Sudan and Israel announced they would normalize ties in October, Khartoum's government had said a final decision would rest with a transitional parliament which is yet to be formed. The UAE, Bahrain, and Morocco have already signed the accords, hailing the prospect of more immediate economic and diplomatic ties with Israel as groundbreaking. U.S. officials say They hope they will encourage the Palestinian Authority to return to negotiations with Israel, but Palestinians say there can be no resolution of the core Israeli-Palestinian conflict unless they are involved. Third today, under the sign category of earthquakes in divers places, according to BNO News, a strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake has struck a lake along the Russia-Mongolia border, with shaking felt across the region. There were no immediate reports of injuries. The earthquake struck at 5:33 a.m. local time on Tuesday and was centered in Lake Kosgol in northern Mongolia, about 34 miles from the border with Russia, or 179 miles southwest of Irkutsk. The U.S. Geological Survey put the earthquake's magnitude at 6.7, down from an earlier estimate of 6.8. It said the quake struck at a depth of just 6 miles and was felt across the region on both sides of the border. Now it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, Christ Will Be Our Judge, Part 11, The Believer's Crowns, Part 6, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The Crown of Glory. First Peter chapter 5, verses 1 and 4 tells us about the elder's crown, or as Peter called it, the crown of glory. There seems to be a special crown for those spiritual elders who share the word of God, who preach the word of God. And they could be ministers, Sunday school teachers, child evangelism teachers, or anyone else who teaches the word of God faithfully to others. Such individuals rarely get adequate rewards in this life, but they certainly will be rewarded in the life to come. Now that we have examined these five crowns, take a few minutes to consider which of these crowns you may receive. Don't live a self-centered, unsurrendered life that will leave you with no crown at all on Judgment Day. Remember, we are in a race, a long one. Some Christians make good sprinters and serve the Lord well for only a few years, but a wise servant always keeps his body under discipline, lives a holy life year after year, wins as many people to Christ as possible, endures persecution when necessary, and teaches the word of God at every opportunity. Such a Christian will not regret this kind of life on Judgment Day. dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next episode. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Scattered Israel to be Gathered, Part 16 by Dr. J.C. Ryle. He says, however great the difficulties surrounding many parts of unfulfilled prophecy, two points appear to my own mind to stand out as plainly as if written by a sunbeam. One of these points is the second personal advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before the millennium. The other of these points is the future literal gathering of the Jewish nation and their restoration to their own land. I tell no man that these two truths appear to me distinctly set down in Holy Scripture, and that the denial of them is an astonishing and incomprehensible to my own mind as the denial of the divinity of Christ. Now, what says our text about the future prospects of the Jews? It says, he that scattered Israel will gather him. That gathering is an event which plainly is set to come. It could not apply in any sense to the 10 tribes of Israel. They have never been gathered in any way. Their scattering has never come to an end. It cannot be applied to the return of the remnant of Judah and Benjamin from the Babylonish captivity. The language of the text makes such an application impossible. The text is addressed to the Gentiles, the nations. The declaration they are commanded to make is to the isles of the sea. In the days of the Babylonish captivity, the nations of the earth knew nothing of the word of the Lord. They were sunk in darkness and had not even heard the Lord's name. If Jeremiah had told them to proclaim the return of the Jews from Babylon under such circumstances, it would have been useless and absurd. There is but one fair and legitimate interpretation of the promise of the text. The event it declares is yet future. The gathering spoken of is a gathering which is yet to come. Please remember that this book was written some time ago. He predicted it accurately. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next podcast episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, thank you for giving us a heart and mind, Lord, to gather together, to encourage one another, to keep the blessed hope alive, to keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh, to walk by faith and not by sight, and to occupy until you come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, help us to do it. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.